and begin to see a different world.
America Tonight, the name of this show. Right from the get-go, let's set her up. I'm going to check your emails because you are overflowing my box, if you know what I mean. That's great. People have opinions they want to share. I love it. I'm always pounding the email. That's good stuff, folks. So we're going to get to that. And believe it or not, it's not all about Washington and the budget and the nonsense going on there. Instead, there's some curious emails. I say curious, asking me what I watch on TV. Do I like reality television? Reality television is cheap. Therefore, the networks, if they can come up with some runaway hits, they're going to go for the cheap. It's like those Housewives programs. I don't get it. I think you have one now almost everywhere. Pretty soon it's going to be all 50 states. The Real Housewives of all 50 states. They'll just blanket it. And you can just pick which one you want. You can just go right down the guide. Boop. I think I'll take Florida. Now let's go for Tallahassee. How about Tampa? See, that's the thing. This could go on and on forever. Because think of all the housewives out there. And think of all the places you could possibly be. All right, speaking of being in a lot of places, boy, America sure likes to play top cop, don't we? We are the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Are we shouldering, however, too much of the rest of the world? While you were sleeping, we got involved, and I think some of you know this by now, we got involved in the Ivory Coast. So you say, well, wait a second, what's going on with Libya? Well, that's looking like a stalemate. I'll just kind of throw that as an aside to you. At this point, it really is looking like a stalemate. Gee, that's nothing new. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. But who stays in charge? Gaddafi? Muammar Gaddafi or one of his sons? So in the Ivory Coast, there was some nasty stuff brewing. And with a few quick maneuvers, one of the nastiest of the nasty was arrested. The Ivory Coast president was calling for calm among his people, and this happened after the forces basically stormed his house and arrested Laurent Gbagbo, who refused to accept the results of a presidential election. Oh, we've seen that before. And plunged that nation into a civil war. In the end, he asked for and is getting UN protection. Here's what our Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said on the Ivory Coast matter.
They may not disregard the voice of their own people in free and fair elections, and there will be consequences for those who cling to power. Now the hard work begins. We look forward to working with President Ouattara as he implements his plan for reconciliation, economic development, and recovery. We also call upon all Ivorians to remain calm and contribute to building a peaceful future for their country.
Peaceful future. Is this another hope for democracy? Huh? Is this the spread of democracy? All these spots, these hot spots that bubble up and where the United States gets involved, we're going to start to really track this, right? Sort of do our own little GPS tracker. How close on a scale of 1 to 10 do they get to some sort of a democracy? Well, we do still live in a democracy, and a lot of people on the Republican side of things are starting to declare, in a sense. I mean, really, I don't get it. I guess I sort of understand. When you form an exploratory committee, you're basically trying to find out if you have enough loot and support to get the gig. Not a surprise that Mitt Romney, the former Massachusetts governor, once in on this once again. Mitt, what's up with that?
I am announcing my exploratory committee for the presidency of the United States. It's time that we put America back on a course of greatness. With a growing economy, good jobs, and fiscal discipline in Washington, I've become convinced that America has been put on a dangerous course by Washington politicians, and it's become even worse during the last 2 years. President Obama's policies have failed. He and virtually all the people around him have never worked in the real economy.
That's a good question. Mitt says at the end of there, they've never worked in a real economy. So he's pushing his business experience. Do you think a businessman, because Donald Trump, I hear once again from some pretty decent sources that Donald Trump is not joking around, that he really is interested in this presidential thing. Would a businessman who's had uber success of different sorts, because Romney is certainly different than Donald Trump in a lot of ways, but would a businessman be the best guy for the presidency? I mean, that's where you ask yourself, what qualities do you think you need in a good president? What kind of background do they have to have? Or do they have to have any background? Is there a problem with that where it's too much about the pedigree or the nepotism? Or they politically started off, they were on the city council, and then they were a state senator or representative. Then they served on the Hill, and you know, or they were in the military. They went all the way up the ranks. What makes, I guess that's what it is. What is it that makes a good leader? And that's different, by the way. If you take the different branches, what makes a good Supreme Court justice, which, by the way, we're going to get into this on a future show. I think there should be limits for how long a Supreme Court justice can serve, because some of what we've seen in some of these rulings is so way out of whack. And take some of that politics out of it, I don't think it's ever going to happen. But instead of a lifetime appointment, I'd rather see that. So that's the judicial side of things. And the legislative side of things, of course, term limits too. I would say in a different sense you'd want term limits. But it's different to be a senator or a congressperson versus being president. The president, that's it. You are the commander-in-chief. You're the main dude or dudette. Because eventually, you would think maybe eventually we'll have a woman. But what is it that we crave as Americans in this position of president that we're not getting now? Or maybe you think we are getting it. Maybe you think Obama's doing a great job and is just getting a bum rap. And if you think that, too, I want you to call me, because I want to hear the defense. So 800-259-5791. But I guess that's what it comes down to. You start to hear all these people saying that they want it. You heard what specifically Romney said in addressing the economic side of it. Somebody who knows. I mean, he's hammering what has happened with the economy. And I think the fact that he's a proven business exec, that's what his whole focus is going to be, that he knows how to create jobs in the private sector. Somebody who hasn't worked in that area has no idea what to do. So let's bring business into the White House. You think that'll work? We're going to talk about that a little bit more in just a few.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little
little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. And the question is, who makes a good president? Does a business background mean you'd be a better leader? Romney's going to push that, and you can bet Donald Trump, if he really takes this to the next level, will push the same thing. And I don't think that's the only people that are going to really, really, really go after the idea of, listen, I know what it's like to be in the business sector. Here's what I did. Like in the case of Romney, he was recruited to take over the 2002 Winter Olympics because they had scandals and problems. Remember, there was all kind of payoffs and stuff, and it looked like the games were just going to tank. He took it over and turned things around. He also, before that, he headed up a thing called Bain Capital, which I'm sure you might be familiar with if you know anything about investing, but regardless, Bain Capital. And while he was there, he helped launch the Staples chain. He also did the deal where they bought Domino's Pizza. So that was pretty big. And that's what he's going to focus on. Same thing with Trump. Trump's going to focus on the business side of things. But, I mean, could
that
Trump
doesn't really,
really
work for him, though, does it?
Because he was bankrupt?
I mean, yeah, it's like you can't go to China and say, hey, this is how we're going to solve our budget plan. We're going to declare bankruptcy for America.
Well, he'll say that's all part of the process of learning in a business sense. You know, I had some
roughly three times, I think, though.
I know, but he'll say, hey, there's other people in America that can relate to that, and look how I've been able to bootstrap it up and whatever. But what people don't realize about Donald Trump, or maybe they do, his father was a very, very successful real estate entrepreneur, and he was, not that he hasn't done some things on his own, and like Matt said, he certainly has fallen on the sword with the bankruptcy deal, but Trump also was handed a lot of what he got. And yes, he made it bigger and ran with it, but he had a start. So there was the seed money thing, here's the keys to the kingdom, now you've made it huge and it's incredible. But and who could have had a vision like that? But that's what he's going to push. He easily dismisses those bankruptcies. And that's what he'll do. He'll use that as, I'm just like all of you. I've been on my rear end too. And I love capitalism, baby. Got back up, tried it again. Got back up on the horse, fell off, did it again, and really play into that. Also, the birth certificate thing and how the economy has tanked and the things that have happened during the Obama administration and the stimulus and all that, that will be the ticket for Donald Trump. But it's going to be the same thing with Mitt Romney, too. He'll focus on that. He made millions when he was a business consultant. He was a venture capitalist. And he knows all about raising money, and that's what his push will be on. At this point, now it's this testing the waters to see if he has enough going on that enough people will vote for Mitt Romney. And the interesting thing is, in talking about 2012 and can a businessman run the country? Well, can a businessman run a country? The answer to the can question is yes, but would they do it successfully? Would it be so much different than other occupations that have ultimately led to somebody occupying the White House and doing a good job, a marginal job, or just a terrible job? It's interesting. Didn't work for the women in California when Meg Whitman tried to become governor. She didn't make it. Of course, Jerry Brown is the governor again of California. Also remember Carly Fiorina, who had a lot of success in business. She was at one time running Hewlett Packard. She thought that maybe she could upset Barbara Boxer, and she gave her a good run for it, Senator Barbara Boxer, but she couldn't ultimately shake her out of that seat. And the thought there for both of them was business, business, business. Uber successful, went down the path, you know, ran two huge businesses, and I could fix what ails California, but it didn't work. So would it work with you? Would that make a difference when you went to pull the lever? Say to yourself, yeah, let's see, you know, why can't, if we had somebody in there who had to figure the day-to-day budgets, to who had to cherry pick the right people to do this, wouldn't a business person surround themselves? Yeah. I think Mitt Romney would have a tough time, and I think Donald Trump would have a tough time if he throws in there. But I don't know. I mean, at this point, it is pretty wide open terrain for the Republicans at this point. It really is wide open. All right, I said we would go to the email, so quickly let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Little Al. Hi, Kate. I have to say I've been listening to the show now for about 6 months. My question to you is, what about Japan? I haven't heard you mention that too much recently. What's going on there? Well, good question. What's going on there is Japan, as far as the nuclear power plant, you weren't specific on that, but I'll pick it up there. They raised the severity level of the crisis at the plant, Fukushima, to rank it on par with Chernobyl back in the mid-80s that you remember, saying that they've got this radiation leaks contaminating the air and the water and the vegetables and the seawater. So that's not good news coming out of Tokyo and Sendai, specifically right around where it is. So the nuclear regulators are saying that the rating went from a 5 to a 7, and why do you care about these numbers? What kind of an indication is that? Well, it just says at the highest level on the international scale, because remember the International Atomic Energy Agency is supposed to assess that kind of thing when you talk about radiation leaks and whatnot, and giving them a 7 says something. It says major, major accident, bigger consequences than they even could have imagined. Still, again, not a shocker for me, or any of you, for that matter, because everybody was watching this unfold and said, look at how far back these people really should be from the plant, and they kept being told that it was okay if they were outside of the 12-mile radius around Fukushima, which is ridiculous. All right, here's another one. This one is from Ann, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hi, America Tonight. I have a kind of a different question. I don't know if you ever talk about UFOs, but I heard a story that there are UFOs in a vault somewhere that the FBI has. Is that true? Well, then you know what you're going back to, the whole New Mexico question. And I read that story, too. It's about the controversy over in the 50s whether or not aliens went into the desert, went into New Mexico, and what happened with Area 51. So some people believe that the aliens were there and it was covered up, and some people buy into that conspiracy, and others say, balderdash, that doesn't make any sense. So there is a memo that's floating around that says, yes, in fact, there were aliens. Kind of reminds me of Independence Day. Did you watch that movie? Where in the movie, of course it's a movie, the president doesn't even have any idea about Area 51. Zip. I mean, in the sense that in the movie, there is a spacecraft there, and there are two aliens that they have in glass or formaldehyde, that's what they're probably sitting in. And that's Hollywood. But is there really such a thing? Well, the memo was published on something called The Vault, which is a FBI blog that showcases documents from the Bureau's past for history buffs to look at. I think that's pretty cool that they do that. It was written by Guy Hotel, the special agent in charge of the field office back in 1950, and it was actually sent to J. Edgar Hoover. It'd be pretty fun to, I think, go through all those documents anyway. Coming up, much more.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go, the Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right, 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, folks. So how about this federal judge? Have you heard this story? I think he should be a judge at 103. How about retirement? Doesn't the guy want to relax? I guess not. This is out of Wichita, Kansas. And the guy doesn't want to give up his robe. What can you say? Hey, U.S. District Judge Wesley Brown, he really is 103. He's in a wheelchair, a power wheelchair. He's there behind the bench, and he's got his gavel. He's also hooked up to an oxygen tank at times, and he listens to the cases. He's the oldest working federal judge in the nation. Do you know that he is so old? He is one of 4 appointees by President Kennedy still on the bench. Because once again, federal judgeships are lifetime appointments. And boy, is he taking that to the limit. 103. And he may be a terrific guy, but I think at some point retirement should be in his future. But the whole idea of dying in the job, you know, when people say that, I'm going to die in this job. He really is. Think of all the cases that he's heard. And think of some of the cases that he's probably heard over the years. He goes to the federal courthouse, 8:30 in the morning, grabs his cup of joe, and then he goes back to the assisted living center where he lives. Boy, that is, in a way, it just seems so crazy, doesn't it? But it is a lifetime appointment, so if he can make it there at 103, more power to him, I guess, in a sense. I wonder what the lawyers say, though, when they get him. Speak up. We're not sure if he can really hear you. We all care about the price of oil, and why? Because we don't want to pay more when we pull up at the pumps. Let's just be honest about it. That's it. The long and the short of it is, why cover it up? We don't want to pay. We don't want to pay what you Europeans are paying. We don't want to pay the $7 that they're paying in Australia. So oil prices actually went down to about $108 a barrel, New York Mercantile Exchange. And what that means is when you look at when the number goes up, that's when you're paying more for petroleum at the pumps. So we've been talking about the pain people are feeling. And there is, according to analysts, a real chance that this whole thing is going to go back. Oil is going to be pushed back below $100. So that happens. You get down to 85, get a little bit lower than that. I got to think that you're going to see the crest go bump up and then drop all the way down. Because, you know, oil companies certainly benefit from the price spike. Chevron said that they expect to post a higher profit in the January to March period, of course, than they did for the quarter before. And they think it's going to be a pretty hefty number that they're going to post. They don't want to tell you what the number is. Well, of course, they're not going to say that until they actually release it. But they don't even hint. When you know somebody there, they don't even hint at what it is. Don't even hint. Hey, we haven't forgot about you, Arizona, by the way, and this whole immigration law. One law, one governor. A federal appeals court refused to lift a stay blocking most of the major parts of that Arizona law from taking effect, you know, kicking in, and said that the federal government probably will be able to prove the controversial law is unconstitutional. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they get this, turned down an appeal filed by the gov. She asked the appeals court to lift an injunction imposed on basically Arizona the day before the law was going to kick in back in last July. And we know where it went from there, but it's not looking good. The court won't lift the stay. But we knew this, right? We knew it was going all the way up the flagpole, and that's exactly what's going to happen. The governor's office, in fact, is saying that they're going to be considering their legal options, including appealing to a larger Ninth Circuit panel or even seeking a petition for the U.S. Supreme Court to lift the injunction. Then that's where we jump back into the immigration issue again, because that's just been shelved. How many times has the immigration problem just been put in a box and thrown back in the storage area somewhere? Debt ceiling. Come to the front of the store, please. Libya and all the chaos in the Middle East, you're being summoned. Oh, illegal immigration, feel free to hang out in the lounge. We'll deal with you in another decade. Sadly, that's what's happened. You get a whole bunch of rhetoric, hot air, whatever you want to call it, that takes off out of D.C., and it'll probably heat up a little bit, maybe, during the campaign for, 2012. But the economy, money still is going to be the primary thing. Possibly the money tying it into the wars, the situations there. And I think immigration, once again, is fourth, fifth, maybe even further down on the list. So that's what I mean by that. Not going to be front and center, that's for sure. All right, we have another one for you. And we can count. Oh, there's so many. It's tough to be honest, it's tough to pare it down because that's what everything's... Numerologists will tell you that. Whether you think it's a bunch of crap or you think there's something to numerology, You know, they say everything is about numbers. Start to look at words a little bit differently, and you'll see the numbers and the correlation there. We haven't forgotten about WikiLeaks, and out of Geneva, the United Nations kind of released a story about the investigation on the torture of the, what we're talking about is, if you remember this, we're talking about the soldier Bradley Manning, and Manning is being held, he's just a kid, I mean, he's 23, he's being held on charges that while serving in Iraq, he leaked secret documents, including State Department cables that really infuriated the State Department, that all popped up on the WikiLeaks website. And his lawyers say he's being mistreated by being kept in his cell for 23 hours a day, while the Pentagon says he has to sleep naked and is woken repeatedly during the night to check that he's safe because they're afraid he's going to kill himself. Oof. And his lawyer is an Argentinian guy who's been trying to organize a visit to check on his conditions since December. So they're looking in on him. He's at Quantico, of course, in Virginia since last May. Wow. Boy, that was worth it, huh? Leaking those documents. Wow. Bradley Manning. Naked, 23 hours a day in a cell. In a cell. This is his life now. And facing serious charges where basically they lock him up and throw away the key. Mm. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam. Sam. Sam, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You've fallen off the map. What's on your mind?
Okay, you know we're having an election here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, tomorrow night is the English debate. Thursday was supposed to be the French debate, but the Bloc Québécois came up with an excellent idea on why they should have it on Wednesday night. Why? Because the first game of the Montreal-Boston series is on Thursday night, so they figure all the French Canadians will be watching a hockey game instead of the debate.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so they went up to the people running, they went up to all the other parties and to the TV networks and said, hey, you want people to watch the, you want people to watch the debate? You change the date. So, I mean, some of the parties are saying, well, you know, this was a little bit unexpected because, you know, they thought they'd have a night off to get ready for the French debate, but it's like you got one debate after another. And, so it proves that hockey does carry a lot of pull in this country, even during a federal election.
It kind of makes sense, though, doesn't it? Because
you
said it, hockey, everything is centered around hockey.
And guess who's not going to the royal wedding? Stephen Harper. He had an invitation, but since this election came up, he's not going.
Ooh, can he transfer his invitation, I wonder?
I don't know. Well, I wish he'd transfer it to me.
I bet he can. Are you kidding? They're going to invite him. They're going to invite a lot of the heads of state. I don't think the president, though, of the United States and his wife, I don't think they're going.
No. Were they invited?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think they were. I don't think they were invited. Is that bad, posturing not to invite the president
and his wife? Well, yeah, Julie and a couple of her girlfriends are going to get up early in the morning the day of the wedding and watch it on TV.
That wedding's coming up.
Yeah, 29th. We're here in Canada, the day before tax deadline, because here in Canada, our tax deadline is April 30th.
Ooh, okay, so the 29th. How many people will get up early to watch that? Thanks, Slam and Sammy. Coming up on the flip side, what do Barry Bonds and the Winklevoss twins have in common? We're going to tell you.
Thank you. If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb. Slakes to build them see with the moon.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Of a Barry Bonds baseball has gone down. But if he goes to prison, does it shoot up in a different direction? It's weird, the whole baseball merchandising, actually sports merchandise in general. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, ATN. We're here at the stretch drive. We're running for the checkered flag, so to speak, or the finish line. Barry Bonds is definitely headed toward the finish line. Boy, this has been a long time coming. I can remember talking about Barry Bonds, well, really for almost 10 years, doing a sports show in New York, the Barry Bonds steroid issue, steroids in general, that came up. And if you go back to 2003, that's when he was charged with three counts of making false statements to a grand jury. 2003. They also lopped on one count of obstruction of justice. So here we are, 2011, and this is how long it's taken. He's accused of lying when he denied that he received steroids and human growth hormone from the personal trainer, a guy named Greg Anderson. So the jury, deliberating for the second day, considering those counts against a guy who hit 73 home runs in a single season and broke Hammerin' Hank Aaron's home run record when he hit 756 home runs. And that, of course, is 2007 when he hit that milestone. I don't know. Does this bode well for Barry Bonds headed into a second day without a conclusion? Bonds testified before the grand jury that he never knowingly used performance-enhancing drugs and that his trainer said he was using flaxseed oil and arthritic balm, not any kind of steroids. Come on. Isn't this what they were all using? They were, I'll tell you, I guess the jury was pretty actively scribbling notes. Does he get out of this, or does he end up getting nailed for this? How many taxpayer dollars were wasted on this whole Barry Bonds things through the years in the courts? And like I said, back to 2003. Pro athletes and politicians, what do they have in common? They run from the truth. Matt, what do you think? The second day, they really drew this out. They had 25 witnesses at the trial. And one of the things that was key is what did Barry Bonds do when he injected himself? Because he injected himself apparently in 2002. And it seems like they're focusing on. Do you think when you get an extra day, you know, as it goes on, if it's 2 days, 3 days, that's better?
Usually I think that means there's a majority of people trying to convince a minority
that he is guilty.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's what I would think, because, I don't know, I think a lot of people just have it out for the guy. Not that he doesn't deserve it, but I just think in people's minds, it's their own form of baseball justice, if you can say it like that, I guess. But as someone who owns a Barry Bonds rookie card, whatever drives the value of that card higher, I am in favor of that.
Your own little economy, creating that.
When I got that card back in, I don't know what, I paid, you know, $15, $20 for it in 1989, you know, a couple of years after he had been in the league. I thought that was going to be my moneymaker. That was going to be my Nolan Ryan rookie card, $1,000 card. And then he broke the record and did it while he was tainted. And then my dreams of thousands of dollars went down the drain.
Boy, no kidding, and they really did pretty much go squiggle, squiggle, just like that. And I think his stuff goes down in value, no question.
Yeah, it might be time to bust out the old dirt bike and throw it between the spokes.
That's right. I saved it for all these years, and that's what I'm going to do with it. And the lawyers, too. The lawyers are going to make money on this. The taxpayers get jobs on this because so much has been spent. And you think of all the things you could chase after and this Bonds thing forever and a day. I mean, crazy how long that has taken. So I mentioned the Winklevoss twins. Do you remember the Winklevoss twins? Did you see Social Network and Facebook? You know the story of Facebook and its founders and the accusations by the Winklevoss twins that the idea was a stolen one. And they had the original idea for Facebook. Here's what I love. Now, I think this is justice. The two twins got a $65 million settlement. So a U.S. appeals court ruled that the settlement, which still stands, that the settlement is fine. And that's it. And they need to move on from that. Because what they were claiming is that Mark Zuckerberg, who's the co-founder and CEO of Facebook, stole their idea for the site. And, of course, Zuckerberg denies that. But since then, the twins have tried to get more money with a bigger settlement by claiming that Facebook is guilty of securities fraud. I'd have to say, nice try, but we're moving on. Moving on from that one. I'll tell you, flying anymore. When you hear about, I think we can relate to this, when you hear about plane crashes, does it give you pause? It's like when you see the fuselage situation, the rip in the Southwest plane. Did that make you kind of hold your breath a little bit when you looked at the pictures of it? And now here you have this Air France jet that basically clip is probably the best word, clipped a much smaller plane at JFK in New York. And this was an Airbus, a 380 Airbus, and it was taxiing to the runway for takeoff when that happened, and the Air France flight was headed to Paris. So all of a sudden that happens, and the pilot stops the plane. That's the biggest passenger jet around, I believe. So the tail of this Comair flight, which is basically a Delta connection flight that goes back and forth from Boston, was hit by the Air France plane while waiting to park at JFK. Ugh. And the interesting thing is, CNN, a reporter for CNN, was on the Air France flight because that was going to Paris. And the reporter, his name's Jim Bitterman, said that he could feel something that it sounded like they hit a rough patch on the runway or something. And he said you could see the part of the 380's wing hanging down from the stabilizer of the Delta jet, so you could see the damage. Good news is there was no injuries, and the FAA has to investigate as to what happened there. The thing that's such a bummer, though, is that all the passengers, here they were headed for Charles de Gaulle. This was at 7:15 in the evening. So they turned around, and all those people had to get off the plane and pick up their luggage at the New York airport. And the people on the plane apparently were not bitter about having to turn around. They seemed almost chummy and lighthearted, according to the reporter who just happened to be on that flight. You know why? Because they're safe, nobody got hurt, and that's it, and they can re-rack it. If they're stuck for a couple of days, they won't be happy, but they are safe and get on another flight. I can't wait to see what happened there, how that plane got clipped. Can you?